At what point did you then or have you now tied rods into UFO sightings? Is there any tie in there?
Well, we do have evidence, and we've had a lot of evidence, you know, where we'd be filming UFOs and rods are there, you know, they'd be flying around. We have some shots that, you know, there would be like a jet flying by, and there'd be a UFO, like there's a B-52 bomber that flew over the property at one time, and there was a huge, you know, object just hovering there, and this B-52 went right at it. Thing took off, and then there was a rod that flew right after the jet, you know, and zipped it by. So I think there's a correlation of some kind, but then again, over the years of study, James Peters and I and Jeff Ferris and Kenneth Schwartz and Dave Blackman, we've noticed other types of phenomenon involving rods that, you know, it's just kind of baffling, you know.
Well, what if the UFO just kind of sent it out from inside the craft? Maybe it's a residual, something left over from its propulsion system. I don't know. But, I mean, is that possible?
You know, at this junction, anything's possible. I threw logic out the window on March 5th, 1994, you know.
And still, here we are almost 7, 8, 9 years later, no answer.
Exactly, you know. And, you know, for the life of me, man, I've been wanting to catch an object or get the best footage in the world. It's just, you know, time and money, man, you know. You got to pay your day bills.
In your opinion, Jose, what do you think they are?
I seem to lean that they are a living organism of some kind of a life form. But then, we're starting to see humongous, and we were seeing them back then. It's just that now we have some clear evidence of there's huge rod objects flying around, coming in, you know, from outer space, you know, NASA footage.
And what do you mean by huge?
Huge. I'm talking 100 or more feet in length.
Oh, my.
You know, yeah, and flying in and out of tornadoes, you know, we just don't know what to make of it. But
now, those, would you be able to see with a naked eye, or are they going
to? You can see these things. They're huge. You know, they're big enough to where you can see them, but they're fast enough to where they're just like a blip, you know, like a zip, you know. I got footage from Channel 9 News out of Oklahoma City of the, you know, the largest tornado they had there in May of 1999.
Sure.
And there's this huge rod. And there's about 3 or 4 rods, actually, but this one that just flies out of the cloud formation, it lasts 3 frames of video. First frame...
Is some up on your website?
It is, exactly. Okay. You can go up there on the Albany link, and you can hit the tornado rod link, and you can definitely see this object comes out of the cloud in one frame. The next frame, you can see the length of it. You can see the undulatory membrane on both sides of the torso. And then in the third frame, you can see it going into the cloud. Now, what's unique about that shot is the cloud is 10 miles away from the helicopter. Okay?
Yeah.
And they are 3,000 feet above ground. Okay, this totally eliminates insects close to the lens.
Yeah, I'm trying to... And I'm sure you've had insects by your lens. That's probably happened when you've been out
there. Oh, yeah, no, I had to do tests. I mean, you know, a lot of people are out there on the Internet right now. We're going to address this later on, but, you know, they're saying, Roger, just insects passing close to the lens. Well, if that would have been the case, I wouldn't be talking to you today.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm not going to make an ass out of myself or other people. You know, and I wanted to make sure we had a unique phenomenon here, and it's definitely real. You know, people have to realize that we're dealing with a phenomenon here that's probably been here for way before man was probably here, you know, for all we know.
Do you think they are eel-like? I mean, that kind of, like, squishy-type creature?
We think they are of possibly a gelatinous form, possibly, like an aerogelly,
mm-hmm.
You know, or a jellyfish type of thing, because we do have... footage of them entering the ocean and coming out of the ocean. And they do have mass because they do leave bubble trails as they enter the ocean, and they do break water when they come out. And they're huge, and they're coming out extremely fast. I'm not talking to you that they slow down under the water. They come out and enter like nothing's blocking them. You know, they're just zipping in and out.
Do you think the ocean could be their home?
I think the ocean is part of their life cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. They might have emerged from the oceans, you know, millions of years ago, and we'll go over that too. I mean, we've done some research on creatures called Animalcharis.
Maybe some kind of flying fish, Jose.
It could be. You know, James Peters brought to my attention the fact that we have flying squid. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
How high do they fly?
I don't know the distances, but I know that they fly above the water to get away from predators, and they'll fly for maybe, I guess, maybe 30, 40 yards, you know? But they do have an undulatory membrane along both sides of the torso, too, which is unique to what we feel that rods have. And these things emerge out of the ocean, and they're giant, you know, large squid, and they'll just go up and they glide through the air. So who knows, maybe there could have been an organism that adapted to that type of, you know, propulsion metabolism, where they emerged out of the oceans and they found a way to, you know, swim between both mediums, you know, because rods don't seem to fly, they seem to swim through the air. And that's why a lot of people say, well, how come they're not leaving shockwaves if they're so huge, if they're, you know, 100 feet in length, and they're traveling 1,000 miles an hour, there should be a sonic boom. And that's true if they were flying through the air, but they're swimming.
Well, I was going to say, do they kind of move, do they move like a snake, or do these fins, I guess, do they move?
The fins seem to be, you know, sometimes too, Dr. Roger Lear brought a good point. Some of these shots that we've seen of rods, and I think I've got a couple of clips on the website, as a matter of fact, where you can see one of the rods that seems to be corkscrewing its way through the air.
Yeah.
And there's a shot that we got from the UK, shot on a high-speed camera, of a rod where you don't see the undulatory wave fins all over the torso as we see on most rod shots. It's only at the tail section, which is unique because we also have a shot of a squid that uses that same type of propulsion. What it does is it wraps its membrane around most of its torso with the end of it, allowing for, I guess, thrust. And this sucker's moving, Jack, you know. So as in nature, nature does, you know, as in the universe. You know, I think these things are adapted to a form of propulsion that nature and the universe has made possible. I mean, we have flying squid, you know, we have cuttlefish that, you know, that propel themselves under masses of tons of water, and they move, they glide easily. I mean, they take off, you know.
And if I remember, Jose, you either had a dead carcass of a rod or you saw one. What was that?
The story behind that one is in 2001, we're producing the Third Rods DVD that we have now, the Third Rods video. And there was a lady out of Michigan. I won't mention her name. She wanted to remain anonymous.
All right.
I get an email from this lady. And she said that, look, she says, I know I'm not nuts. She says, I've seen rods on TV. I guess she'd seen me on the Learning Channel.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I know what I just killed is one of those because it was. She says it was in her home for 3 days.
She killed it?
She killed it, yeah. And she sent it to me. It took her a week before I got it in my possession. And she had killed it and stuck it in a little jar and stuck it in the freezer. And she emailed me about a week later. Okay, and she was afraid, you know, ridicule. And I said, no, man, send it, you know, I'll pay for it, FedEx it or whatever.
Is that what you did, FedEx it to you?
Yeah, she sent it to me, and she put it in a, she was a nurse, you know, and she sent it in a...
In an organ thing?
Yeah, in one of those little containers that are...
organ crates.
Yeah, little things, but it was a little small one. By the time it got here, it was so shriveled up, you know, I was really disappointed. And, you know, Jim and I looked at it, and we looked at it under the... lens and everything else, and he did a preliminary examination, and this thing looked like a piece of plant, but it did seem to have some kind of a little membrane, but, you know, we just couldn't make anything out. It was too shriveled up.
How big was it, or should it have been?
Well, she said that when she killed it, it was 2 inches long.
A little tiny one.
Yeah, and she said what was curious about it is when it landed on her knee, it had one end looked like a suction cup, but she said it was definitely a rod, okay? It was not a dragonfly. She says, look, I'm from the wilderness. I know my animals and insects.
Well, there is an insect, though, that is like a stick, right?
Yes, and I've seen those, too. And maybe that's where some of the footage that we've seen is kind of fooling people, but not these things, man. These things are the ones that we're seeing coming out of the ocean, entering the ocean, the ones that are going into tornadoes, the ones that are coming in, that we've got NASA footage taken of these things that are... just hauling into Earth. I mean, that's another phenomenon. We don't know. You know, it could be one of eight different things.